You know what they say, and they've been saying it since the mid-1800s. If you want a job done, get a prep guy to do it.
Nice.
Since 1851. All right. So, Twitter poll question of the day. John, did I throw it? did I Stop. Throw it so that a prep kid could be the first to break through? I was just...
I'm not going to dignify that.
Something to consider. Devin, did I throw it?
No, you absolutely did not.
You know, if I threw it against someone that went to, what'd you go to, Radnor?
Yeah, sure did. Radnor High School.
You know what the score of that one would be?
What?
0-0 if I throw it.
Wow, that was rude.
Damn.
That's a pretty good line, right? All right, let's go to phones. Devin's trying to what about in the tiebreaker? She's like Donovan McNabb.
I'm just trying to process that insult, I think.
She's trying to think from a Donovan.
Saying Radnor people are not that smart.
No, I know, but why would you get
Devin,
zero?
That was not a good reply.
Because he's saying
you
he was
still
throwing
trying
it. If he was trying to throw it to a Radnor person, it would be 0-0.
Yeah. Remember that part?
No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been out of high school for a while, and yes. I forgot how much random information high schoolers are expected to take in. Like, the prime numbers?
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know what 12th grade stuff is, so I did a lot of research on it, and one of the things I looked up was SAT questions, because it's close, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, 11th, close. Yeah. I could start to get an idea. Like, I might get like a 400 if I took the SATs now. It's all stuff I don't remember. Like, it's like X's and Y's and solve for this
anything,
and all stuff. I'm
I
remember
math,
zero
no.
of it. Zip.
Well, you did well with your question, Shams.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I wonder if Joe would have gotten the other English question.
Well, he got the one I asked.
I
had two English questions, and I went to Mr. English Major to...
What was the other one?
Here, I have it. I'll pull it up. Ready? Let's see if you would have gotten it. Yeah. It's harder. The other one was harder. The other one was...
Jeffrey Chaucer.
Oh, no. The other author one.
Yeah. Oh, the other author. I'll give you both. All right, so there were two. So this is the other... The other author one was Who Wrote Moby Dick, but I thought that might be a little too easy.
I do know it, but I can't remember right now. It's Orville? No, it's
Herman Melville.
Melville. I was
all right. Well,
confusing.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the other one was: what is the literary term for a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or political one?
I mean, there's so many words there.
A little too hard.
Yeah,
a little too hard.
Very wordy.
It's an allegory, is what that is. But I thought that John was right to steer me away from
Can
that.
I just point out something funny Joe said after the fact, where with the hemisphere question, he said, I wasn't sure if Alaska stretched really far.
Well, I know it stretched far.
Yeah,
well,
it is
Alaska's
long.
Crazy. It's like the easternmost and the westernmost and the northernmost.
Well, no, the south would have to be down at the bottom of America.
But it's not that big. It's not that big.
Because, James, you were saying four quadrants, right?
Yeah, Africa is the only one in all four hemispheres.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I honest to God, I didn't fully process the question. I wanted to...
Alaska's a good answer.
I don't think it's horrible.
No,
America's a good answer because of Alaska.
That's what my answer.
I don't think it's a horrible answer.
Yeah. But I do know the equator goes
through Central America. So you would have,
But I didn't process all that quickly enough. All right, let's go. I want to get to the Cooper DeGene audio in a moment. Gary and Vineland. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Mr. Ritchie, congratulations.
Thanks, bud.
Will we be having like a morning show contest to win an invitation to Richie's wedding? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean,
a giveaway.
If that's going to happen, that definitely needs to be approved by Alicia.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
A contest to
God. That would be the all-time contest.
And I mean, we have talked about the whole gamut. You know, we've talked about getting married by Elvis to the whole let's include everyone that we've ever known.
Yep.
Going to ride somewhere in between, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a
again,
lot.
Needs
it's a lot.
Approval.
Yeah.
Needs approval.
You know, I will say, John, you can get more people there economically if you just serve pizza instead of steak
and
chicken.
I like pizza a lot.
We just have pizza and have a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think that one's
good pizza.
Again,
good
I think this all comes back to
quality.
What Alicia wants and decides. You know,
pretty
no,
much.
No, I think it all comes down to whether Elliot's going to get invited. That's what I'm and Fritz especially.
Again, yeah, I mean, Elliot invited John to his wedding. That, you know, you would
and
think.
And Fritz did not invite John to his.
Oh, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is a good point.
Fritz and Elliot are like the... It's,
that's the line.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm curious. I want to... Gary, my goal is to make this as uncomfortable as possible.
You can tell.
Good work.
It's very clear what your goal is.
I don't think it's that uncomfortable.
You just wait.
I defer to her.
You're going
to
go with that out.
I do.
Okay.
I defer to her.
You chicken. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, John, I'm sad I didn't get on yesterday. I was going to sing "When Cries Mary" with you, but
wow!
That could have won for weather and a title.
Amazing answer.
I love when John does that.
That's a winner.
Tennis for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I think the guy that came on and said about liability earlier. The liability is who never played tennis and had the idea to play tennis in the middle of summer at noon. Like, you could cook on the court. And then the contention is that, you guys are saying you're athletes. Well, you're saying you're president. Like, neither of them are like...
Not president. I hope to be president.
Yeah, either way.
I mean, I do try to think like Abe Lincoln. When in doubt, think like Abe.
That's a good person to think like.
Yeah, exactly.
What would Abe do?
Yeah, what would Abe do?
W-W-A-D.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I'm not worried about the defense. I think we got the right guy in charge. And, you know, I love what he said to the new safety. I mean, just...
It's my fault. That was
your
me.
Time to step up.
Holy cow, Jimmy.
Yeah, Seltzer didn't like something that went on.
Wow. I was removing it.
Cooper DeGene directed? Our safety situation, Sydney?
That was this. Bad job by me.
That was funny. All right, Gary, give me a scene with non-athletes playing sports.
How about Meet the Fockers? Or not Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents.
Yep.
When they're playing volleyball.
You got a
pal. It's only a game, Focker. It's only a game.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you got a pal. All right, let's listen to Cooper DeGene. We had him on the show on Monday, I believe it was. So we got into the discussion about three different spots he could play. One, of course, is slot corner, nickel, where he was last year. Another is outside corner, where he was not playing last year, but Darius Slay played, and they could get him on the field more by putting him out there. The third, of course, is safety. Safety, he played some in college football. Let's listen to Cooper DeGene in this exchange the other day.
I think ever since I got in here, they've told me to try and learn every position, in the back end, and that's what I've tried to do. Since I got here, I got some reps at corner and in the spring, getting some reps at safety out here during camp, and then also playing nickel, but just trying to be ready, for wherever my number's called, no matter what position that is, but I know the coaches will put me in the right position for me to make an impact on this defense.
Which spot has it been the most so far of the three?
Which spot have I played the most?
Yeah, I mean, meaning at this camp, just a couple practices so far.
Nickel, and safety. I've been the two that I've played the most so far this camp.
Do you have a preference?
I really don't.
It is amazing, John, how versatile he is. And to your point earlier, it's an incredible weapon for Fangio to have.
He's being asked to do the same things, whether he's at safety or nickel, which is you're going to have to cover guys in the slot. You're going to have to cover zone. You're going to have to cover man. You're going to have to hold up in the box like a linebacker. You're going to have to cover backs. You might have to cover wide receivers. He can do all that stuff. And when he says it doesn't really make a difference to him whether he's safety or nickel, it's because he's doing the same stuff whether he's safety or nickel.
I don't think they're going to put him on the outside corner, though. I just don't. I think they'd put him at safety if they moved him out of the nickel.
I think the fact that he is capable of being out there gives them increased versatility, but I would agree with you. I think he's better used on the inside as our nickel or a safety because of his box ability.
You want to keep him where he's best. Like, even if he can play safety, I think whichever position he's the most valuable,
it's also the other guys.
It is the other guys.
That's the point. Like, if they don't have another safety, he has to play safety. So I think,
love that,
that's part of the equation. And whether they trade for someone, we had talked about trade for corner or safety, like that could change the equation.
It gives us so much flexibility. He and Jalen Carter are the reasons that this defense is great. He will stay on the field no matter what. We don't have to worry about him coming off. Last year at the end of the season, the reason we as a defense were so great is because It didn't matter what the offense put on the field personnel-wise. We stayed put with what we did, which was nickel. We stayed in our nickel looks with Cooper DeJean at the slot because that was our best. That's our best 11, and that is so versatile, and that's an ultimate advantage. We don't even have to pay attention to the personnel groupings for all intents and purposes because this young player is so talented. And then don't forget the fact that the other young player, Jalen Carter, is erasing two guys on his own.
I think you shortchange Quinyon and Bond when you don't mention them.
You're right.
Because I think they're right
incredible.
There also.
And part of what makes them so amazing, Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean, the way they fit into everything, the way they all understand, Quinyon as well, the way he understands how the defense fits together. They're so informed. It's so smart. These guys are so well-versed in what they're doing, and I'm blown away by the fact that Vic Fangio says they've got a lot of stuff in. They've got even more stuff to put in, and Cam Jurgens is telling us, man, it's pretty complex. I think they must have the entire defense in. This defense is so far ahead of where we were last year at this time with incredible personnel. That we know of, the personnel that we know we love, these all pros that we didn't even, they were secret all pros last year.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Now we got Cooper DeJean, he's number 60 in the NFL's top 100. We didn't know we had this guy last year.
No.
Quinyon Mitchell, we had no idea this guy could cover anyone last year at this time. This defense is going to be fine. And when I say fine, I mean like fine.
Good.
Like, woohoo.
Well, I'm glad you believe it. And I hope you're right. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
So, first of all, the tennis match. I didn't realize you can't go north and south now. So, coming to the net is not going to be a thing for you. So, you've got to be really strategic and force the ball into his backhand.
Now, why are you saying I can't go north and south? Because of the groin?
Well, because you said you're groin.
Well, I mean, I
can't really go east and west either.
I'm playing through it. I mean, I'm doing what I can. So.
All right, well. Just be careful. I'll go to the backhand side and gingerly come to the net because hackers will not get the ball back with any pace at all. John, if Alicia is really the mate for you and she just heard that suggestion to have a contest, it's only going to be two people coming to the wedding. Definitely have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or she's out. No, I'm kidding. She can't be out. But she should suggest, honey, it's your show, it's your livelihood, and she can give up a couple things for the team. I think that's a great idea. All right, so let me go Eagles real quick before I give you my
imagine? That's an outright no.
All right, we got tickets to Richie's wedding today. Best answer to a scene.
You're going to have a lot of wedding ideas coming up.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
With the Eagles, and you know I've been mentioning this a lot. People have to remember, I know you guys know this, and most people do know this, but we have to really focus on this. This team that's coming back, John just mentioned it, with all that personnel, you got to remember, a team has never come back from a Super Bowl win with four or five key players from an Alabama team on offense and four and five key players from a Georgia Bulldog on defense. These guys have such a winning culture embedded in their minds. And remember how Magic Johnson made all the players around them better? Don't forget, the rest of the roster are also darn good players. I think the core of Alabama and Georgia and the culture of winning, they're going to make the other players around them better. This is going to be a very, very difficult team to beat. This is not your usual NFL situation. And with this offense, guys, remember what Brady did, how Brady helped his defense? Brady helped his defense by sustaining 12, 14 play drives.
Yeah.
This offense can rest this defense. This can be a very, very interesting banner year for the Birds.
Well, it can be. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. The offense is essentially the same offense other than Becton and Gainwell. And I guess it's just them, right? Becton and Gainwell.
That's it.
Same
all right.
Yeah.
A famous scene from the Brady Bunch, because Seltzer said, I have to mention something that everybody heard of before.
Mm.
They played catch in the backyard before Marsha broke her nose.
Already been said, Rick.
I didn't say you have to. I said if you want to win, Rick, you have to give something that people have heard of.
Yeah.
There was a great – that's funny somebody said that. There was a great movie by Michael Douglas called The Game. And that was an incredible game with no rules, where he had to go through a maze of different types of riddles and things. Did you guys ever see it?
It's like
a life or death.
Yeah, the game. Let's not give the game away.
He's going like an obstacle course kind of.
You've never seen the game? It's David Fincher. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't
Sean
know.
Sean Penn, Michael movie. Douglas, really good movie.
Yeah.
Intense.
Okay. Let's go to Dan in Limerick. Dan, good morning. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Brian in Downingtown. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Doing great, Brian.
Hey, congratulations, Sean. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I've got an indoor tennis court lined up for next week. Are we doing this next Wednesday? Is that the plan?
I mean, my guess would be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I don't know. We're going to have a meeting after the show. So my guess is that we'll know in the next few hours. Where's your court?
It's in.
We couldn't hear you. Say it again.
It's in Exton.
Okay.
Right down the road from McGurk's for the after party. I think that's the plan.
Well, I will take it to management. I'll let them know, and we'll see what's possible. I don't think the indoor thing's going to be necessary next week because it's supposed to be only 80. But, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I just know ideally we want to be where a lot of people can watch. And by the way, I tend to think more people will watch next week, in part because it won't be so hot, and also in part because this tennis thing. I mean, John, the tennis thing's become a thing now. Remember like 2 weeks ago we thought tennis thing was like, it felt like a throwaway in this contest. You know, it wasn't much buzz, but now there's buzz because we got all this controversy again. Somehow we always end up in
controversy in this case.
Well, I mean, I don't know. God put a big old sun out there and, you know, made it really hot yesterday.
Yeah, so. Well, we could have, you know.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Yeah, so self-created. That's our fault. That's my point. We created the controversy. Yeah.
Brian, the main issue, in my opinion, the main issue is how late we canceled. That was the unfortunate part.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, look, I appreciate the suggestion, and I will let the bosses know of it.
Sounds good. And I play a lot. I can. We can get out and hit if you'd like, and get you tuned up as well, and give you some tips and get you ready to.
I appreciate. I'm in pretty good shape. I got a coach. He's been doing a good job with me, so I'm good there. But give me an answer for a non-athlete playing sports. What do you have?
I got Robert Redford in The Natural.
You're missing the heart of it. That's all right. That's all right. James, explain to people what the heart of this is.
Not organized sports. Like, not like an athlete in a movie. We're not looking for someone who's playing a professional sport or a high school sport. We're looking for people who are just doing athletic things but not athletes. It's not organized. It's like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, right. The football scene.
Crab Cakes and Football. It's what Maryland does. They're just playing football in the yard.
It has confused some people.
It has.
Yes. All right. It's okay. All right, Time's Yours is up ahead, and a bunch of calls as we take you till 10 o'clock. Reminder, we will be at McGurk's in Horsham tomorrow. You can be there as well. 12 hours of WIP broadcasts from McGurk's in Horsham for the trade deadline extravaganza. We look forward to that tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor. If you're not careful, you can overpay big time. Every diamond is unique, and the slightest differences can affect the value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. Don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced, cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. The diamond ring that Rachel, Yoni, and Abby at Benari, they helped us create. It's so exquisite because the diamond is dazzling. At Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut diamonds. Each one is hand-picked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose 5 or 6 of them to put in their showcases. So picky. It's a great problem to have as a ring shopper, but I'm telling you, if you're anything like us, you'll see the one that's right, the diamond that's right. You'll fall in love with the diamond and the ring and the way it makes you both feel. And I can tell you from experience, when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It just has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown.
I'm a little irritated that this me and Jack thing turned into my fault, according to James.
I think it's both. I think Jack probably said something similar. Like, I blame Jack just as much as you, but I think you're both at fault.
You know, it started with the big bosses approaching us saying, hey, guys.
I know you had an opportunity to say,
that's when you say no
I am
way.
Ready to roll.
We're playing this thing. It's one set.
I think that lawyer said it great. He's like, listen, you do what you got to do, but I am ready to play today.
But the lawyer did say the station could have been liable.
But the lawyer said you opened up the liability by asking the question.
Everybody's saying, if I were you, I'd cancel it. You told the boss, if I were you, I would.
Yeah, he's like, you're the one who opened up the liability there.
I think he opened it by texting us. All right, so maybe James will now agree with Spike asking. Maybe you agree. Let's go back to Spike and how he opened the show with his nonsense yesterday.
What a weak, weak, weak decision from management. And then we will get into whose decision this actually was. Because this is being painted as Rod Lakin's decision. But I don't see Jack Fritz complaining about it. I don't see Joe DiCamera complaining about it. Jack Fritz is 31 years old and brags about being an athlete. Joe DiCamera is 47 years old and brags about being an athlete. This entire thing is how good they are at athletics. They're not 100 years old. They're not hampered in any way by any physical condition.
No physical deficiencies or anything.
This decision is an insult to everybody who is working outside every single day. By the way, the guy that guys at my house outside for 8 hours, two straight days, busting their asses. But these two weaklings can't play a half hour of tennis in the middle of the day to keep this bit going on.
Are you now pro Spike, John? Do you think he had a point? Because I heard that yesterday. I'm like, what is this nonsense?
Wow. I do think it's
running his freaking mouth.
I loathe to agree with Spike, but I have to. Yeah.
And right, I'm positive that your words, if I were you, I would postpone it. Yes, that rings so clear. There's no other choice.
Because
David
if
Yagerup
I die, then my family has a lawsuit. Right,
of course.
Against the station.
Hey, he told you to cancel it in as many words. He said, if I were you, I'd cancel it. In as many words, he said, cancel it.
Joe,
I am very precise in my words.
Been anything different? Had your answer been, it's up to you.
Yeah, but they didn't want us to play. I feel confident that tax was, they didn't want us to play.
Rightfully so. You're putting words in David Yagerup's
mouth. David and I never talked about it. That's just the sense I got. Because I saw the fear in Rod's face around 9:25 when we were talking off the air. No, I saw the fear.
Because he was wearing jeans.
Well, yeah, but because
way too hot.
Because you talked to him, Rhea.
I literally off the cuff, mate. I was like, dude, what are you doing wearing jeans? Well, I'm the boss. I go, we work at a radio station. None of us get dressed for work. So I said, oh yeah, I heard, you know, some people couldn't handle it real well. It was no cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I talked to people during breaks.
Classic. By the way, one more thing that they said.
A lot of excuses being thrown around in this show today.
Yeah, they said a lot yesterday, one of which was Spike started coming after me even more. Just listen.
If Joe is not healthy enough to play 30 minutes of tennis, Joe should not be involved in an athletic challenge against the afternoon show.
Yeah, what are we doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't brag that you're a better athlete than all of a sudden when the conditions aren't exactly... Oh, I'm too frail. I'm not healthy enough to do this. Then you shouldn't. Then neither of them should be involved in this. It's not it's not dangerously hot out. If you're
The Eagles can move practice up.
The shame of it is I would have won yesterday.
It was
dangerous. It was.
Oh,
I agree, Devin.
I'm mostly concerned about the Guida workers at Spike's house who are outside.
Really?
It's a great point. It is an insult to those guys who've been outside all day for the last several days. It really is.
They can't postpone work, but sometimes they go in earlier.
On my way into work this morning at like 4:45 a.m., there were workers out because it's hot out. So you start it earlier. Yeah, I had a
friend who was a roofer, and he would literally be, you know, at the job at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. You adjust the schedule. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all is right. That an event that people are coming to that is promoted and all that? I didn't know. Is that what? I'm sorry. My bad.
All right. Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Seltzer's got the wise ass thing going today. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question. John, how did people assess?
Can we make it so that you both lose tennis?
No.
Because you canceled? You canceled? No.
Poll question. Was it the right decision to cancel tennis yesterday? Yes or no?
I'm going to say 75% say no.
59% say no. I appreciate the support by that 41%. I could have used your help more on the phone lines today. I was kind of taking a beating in here. It was like me and Devin versus the world on this topic.
Yeah.
But thank you to the 41% to think it was a wise decision.
The silent 41%.
By the way, Rod Lakin and David Yagaroff could have called in today.
I noticed 41%.
I noticed they didn't.
I think they're happy to let you to hang out there to drive for this.
Yeah. It feels like the Sixers.
It does. It does. I feel like Nick Nurse. right, you're right, John. I'm Nick Nurse, and they're Daryl Morey and Josh Harris.
Yeah.
So true.
Poor Nick Nurse.
All right, second poll question. Are the Phils going to make a meaningful trade today? Yes or no? John, how do people vote?
I think everyone's so skeptical that it's going to be 60% say no.
73%.
Ooh. Wow.
Say no.
I think they will tomorrow, though.
They really are entering Sixers territory. That's good. People where there's are really no down. Optimism whatsoever about it.
People are down. Really
I don't
down.
Know about today, but I think they'll do something by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely make some
I
kind
just
of
hope
trade.
It's, you know, the something question to be is, excited about.
Yeah, will it be meaningful or not?
Right.
That's the part that it's hard to know. Impossible to know. Let's go to Tim right now. Tim, good morning. Yo, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Super, Tim.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm really wondering, do you think this Mike Trout thing is going to happen at any point?
You know, it could if the Angels pick up a lot of his salary. It really, really could. I tend to think it won't because it seems like he's not been inclined to leave there before, and he does have a no trade in that he's a 10-5 guy, so he can only get traded with his consent, and he's never expressed a desire to be traded. With that said, he also seems like a say-the-right-thing guy. So if he did have a desire to get traded, he probably wouldn't publicly say it beforehand. But I just don't think it's likely. I'll say that.
I'd be shocked.
So I have a trade that I want to know what you guys think. Would you trade Alec Boehm for Anthony Volpe?
Volpe stinks.
I know he stinks, but he would give you a little bit more than what Boehm gives you currently.
Would he? I don't know that Volpe would.
He has more home runs than he. Than
I mean,
he
one thing is he's average. Younger and more under control for years.
That's
but,
true.
You know,
I'm not a big Anthony Volpe guy personally.
Boehm is a free agent.
He feels like an overhyped prospect who turned out to not be quite as
Yankees good. Have had quite a number of them
that's
through
like
the years.
That's the Yankees way.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
It is.
And it's astonishing.
And then when they can trade one of them before they get there, they try, it's the next Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
It's Ruben Rivera. Yeah. Remember, is that the
for
guy's
real?
Name?
Yeah, Ruben Rivera, of course.
Ruben Rivera.
Yeah.
And then there was forever. The guy, remember the guy that punted? Yeah, the guy that.
Ryan Taylor?
Yeah.
The guy who ruined his career. He's the second pick in the draft.
Yes.
Yeah.
First $1 million guy, wasn't he?
Yep. And then he got into a bar fight.
Yep.
And never pitched again.
Who else? Didn't Cole Hamels?
Cole.
Yeah, and broke his hand.
Cole had a hand incident
at
one point in the
it's
in the early days.
It's hard to imagine him getting into a fight.
Hey, listen,
I agree with you.
Hey, you know what?
Just,
you can't get through October 08 without some dog in
little
it.
Edge.
You gotta have.
Oh, no, he had edge to him.
Gotta have it. Oh, man.
What about Corey Lovello for Rob Thompson?
Oh, look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
That's a good move, right?
I'm intrigued.
Holding that one in there. Tim, give me a scene with non-athletes playing sports.
All right, this is the best Adam Sandler movie of all time. That's My Boy when he's hitting dingers.
All right, you got it. Tim, appreciate the phone call, bud. Let's get to Dan in Limerick. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, I'm really rooting for you.
Thank you, sir.
Coming from a construction worker, it's tough. And I also watched my 14-year-old son practice for 2 hours with a smile on his face, baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Listen, I.
The kids are tougher than you.
No, I think we lost the most cred yesterday with those that work outside with consistency.
I mean, as you should.
It could hurt our ratings, Dan. I think, you know, the gardeners, the construction folks.
Yeah, your street the cred highway took people. A hit yesterday.
Yeah, we, you know, the postmen that walk around and postwomen that walk around. We
were worried about people standing there.
You know, the cops that are out there walking the streets.
Yeah.
We took a hit yesterday with all that whole sector of society.
Well, you took a hit. Richie and I didn't.
I stood out at practice for 2.5 hours.
I'm sorry, Dan. What'd you say, man?
I said, we're still rooting for you, Joe.
Thank you. Well, about 35% of you are.
Real quick, let's clarify here. I am sure Jack did the same thing. Like, I know I didn't text him about it. I would bet my life that when asked the question, Jack was like, I'm good not playing.
His private
I know
text
you will.
Message
I'm just
private.
Saying I would bet my house that there was some version of he was with you. You were both. Yeah. I'm not
they
just blaming you. I'm blaming
I'm
both
they
of you.
Complicit.
James, do you think with me putting my text messages out to the world today that he will choose to put his text messages
out
to the world?
I think there's a 0% chance.
Let's
he does.
Challenge.
Afraid
that.
Of the
Let's
criticism?
He should. He should. You put it out there. Just own it. Own it like you did.
I mean, I have owned it. I mean,
yeah. Let's hear what his said.
Devin, is he going to step up and put those texts out today?
Probably not.
No.
Knowing
it took him a month to put the golf video out.
Yeah, knowing Jack's history.
James, did you think
no.
yesterday, because this was...
He did admit, though, that he was okay with it. Though,
he
did, right?
Yeah. Oh, he was happy with it, he said. Yes.
Yeah. But he also always says everything with sarcasm, so you never quite know what's...
You never know. You never know.
You really don't.
When he's serious, it throws me off, because I'm like, wait, is this is this serious or
what
sarcastic?
What if he goes and practices and gets a serve?
Well, that is a worry. He could better by next week. James, did you think of Ed Rendell yesterday when he famously said, we have become a nation of wusses?
I didn't, but he's dead on in this case.
The Twitter did, because they posted it repeatedly.
I swear to God, independent of people saying that on social media, I thought of it myself, because it was after the cancellation. Yes. Or postponement of the Eagles-Vikings game.
Sure.
And I specifically remember he said if this game was being played in China, they would play the game and people would be walking to the game, walking down the street, reading math books, learning math on their way back and forth from the football game. That's what he said, which was a great one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said, we have become a nation of wusses. That was 15 years ago. By the way, we've become a little more wussy since then. All right.
That's very true.
All right, Dan. A scene with non-athletes playing sports. What do you have?
About Bradley Cooper, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson playing football.
Already said. Give me a different one.
About Maverick Goose.
Already said. You got one more shot, Daniel.
I'm all out.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is, as always, booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yeah, hey, I have an idea. Why don't Sean, James, Mommy and Daddy go out today at noon, go play tennis on a court that's 15 degrees hotter than the CO2 temperature on the weather app. Then you all have the right to call Joe and Jack soft, you frauds. I'm here.
I would happily go play tennis today.
So yes, I think that was Coach Harris, because apparently they called him a fraud yesterday on the afternoon show.
I think
he was frauding.
What's coming shot to me and Richie? I never took a shot at Coach Harris. Now I will. Coach, you opened it up.
I know a lot of people are wondering what Joe and Jack's role was yesterday in the cancellation of tennis. Well, I think it's pretty clear. I think it can be summed up with those immortal words. For who, for what? Time's yours.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, Sean Kemp, Sean Bradley, Sean Considine, Sean from the Prep Baby. Hammer, you got smashed.
Yes!
Smashed! Considine in there.
That was awesome.
How does Ed Randell say? The wussification of the American sports fan. I took off from work to come watch some tennis and then get the message that the event is canceled. What a bunch of wusses. Time's yours.
Oh, no.
Preach.
We All have right. become a nation of wusses.
We're talking about heat, not the game. Not the game, not the game. We're talking about heat, not the game these guys are supposed to go out and die for. We're talking about heat. I mean, what are we talking about? Talking about heat. Time's yours.
That's good.
That's good.
That was Amy from Villanova.
No way, was it really?
Yes, it was.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded familiar. I thought it was Ruth for a second.
So was the other one.
They both were.
She texted me last night with this idea.
Shout out to Amy.
She's a sports fan. For who, for what? And we talking about Heat. We're both her ideas. I'm like,
that's awesome.
That's amazing.
You want to make the call and rip me? Everyone else rips me. Make the call and rip me. That was her.
Incredible job, Amy.
Making her debut. And with that, well done! And with that, and the hell with that. You ripped me. What are you ripping me for? What the hell are you ripping me for? And with that, what in the world? And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We're talking about Heat. Let's go to phones.
Nailed the delivery, too.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because the Iverson thing went back to, like, after he did it, he's like, wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. All right, let's go to Will in Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
What's going on, Voltron?
Will, sounds like I'm going to have a talking with my girlfriend later today. I mean, she's ripping me on the radio. What the heck, man?
Hey, man. You know where I go.
Nah, it's all good. That was a good debut by her. All right, what do you got for us today, Will?
Listen, man, I'm loving how the Eagles is dug in, and I'm loving how the defense is dug in. These guys are young and hungry, and they want to make a name for themselves. And guess what? I can't wait for the season to start, man, because these guys are ready. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope you're right. We'll say.
Yeah, I am right, man, because, listen, man, one thing I like about Sirianni, man, he got everybody, like, locked in.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that. He's got a great mindset, and he imparts that upon the team, and they are locked in. That's for sure.
And, you know, like, we are the team to beat, right? And we can't do a repeat, right? And for real, if we get through this season, which I think we are going to, it's all about the play calling.
It's not going to be much about the play calling. It's going to be about the execution. They're going to do largely what they did. Listen, on offense, they're going to do a lot of what they did last year. It's really not that complex. It's really not, Will. I know they want to avoid being stale, but to a large extent on offense, they're going to do what they do because there's a reason why they do it. They're good at it. They're going to run the ball a ton. You know, they're going to use, obviously, some confusion for the defense where they think it's going to be a run and then it becomes a pass with two great receivers. Like, they're going to do what they do.
I think so, too, man.
All right, Will, give me an answer. We're going to turn to you right now. A great scene involving a non-athlete playing sports.
Okay. I'm going to go to Sopranos. Ralphie and Vinny playing basketball.
Wow. I'm trying to think of this one. I don't remember that. I'm in the middle of season two right now. I don't remember that one. All right, Joe in South Philly. We're turning two. Joe, give me a scene. Joseph, not ready to go. We go to Brian in Norristown as we turn two. Brian, give me a scene.
I got Hook, the baseball scene.
Hook? Mm. The baseball scene. Okay, so I'm thinking the scene from The Wire would have been good. You remember, James, when Avon is playing basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
with,
a great scene.
With Stringer? That's a good scene. Tom, give me a scene.
As an old point guard, I would love to go up and down the court with the big man, the Chief. One of the best movies ever. Jack Nicholson and the Patience playing full court against the guards in One Flew Over the...
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That's a classic answer right there.
It really is.
Great
Chief
answer.
And the whole thing.
Because you never think of Jack playing sports.
No, you don't
all.
Really. Yeah, you think about him watching sports.
Oh, my gosh.
So I like that answer a lot. We got the Meet the Fockers answer. We got the Point Break answer. We got the old school.
Jack Nicholson.
Gymnastic answer.
I like old school and Point Break. They're both great.
Oh, Point Break's a great answer. But so it's Jack Nicholson.
So a quick question on Point Break. I thought like him being a former quarterback makes him a little too...
But everyone else, it's just him, and then it's all the other people playing are just surfer guys. So it's like him and all the other guys. Bodie's playing all that. He's just like out there with them.
All right, Ray, what do you think?
They're playing beach football, so.
Yeah.
You good with that one?
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
Point Break, John, you co-sign that?
I like Point Break. I also really like Jack Nicholson. I would vote for either.
I'm going Jack. John Ritchie?
I would vote for Jack.
Two for Jack, one for Point Break. Yeah. James, Point Break?
I would go Point Break.
Devin, Jack or Point Break?
Point Break.
Point Break it is. Congratulations.
That's a great answer. I know you really wanted Jack.
Congratulations to Alex with the answer of Point Break. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. We hope to tell you by tomorrow when tennis will be rescheduled for. Reminder, on tomorrow we'll be at McGurk's in Horsham, part of trade deadline day. And Joe and Hugh, they're coming up next.